TGO Radio presents Out of Context Audio. That was one that was going to go whatever direction it went. If I shit my pants, I shit my pants. But something had to exit my asshole right now. This has been Out of Context Audio on TGO Radio.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
Hi. So I would like to talk about one of two things, and I'll let you pick which one we talk about. There is a lyric in an AC/DC song I'd like to explore.
Okay.
Or the incidence of glory holes in our various towns.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's a tough decision.
Oh, man. There's a lyric in an AC/DC song you want to explore.
Yes.
Or you want to talk about the fact that we have glory holes in this town?
Our various towns. Jeff and I live in different cities. Yeah.
Let's go with the AC/DC lyric, okay. I think. I don't want to give away my glory hole secrets
on the show. We don't have to get into all that. But okay. So
it's kinda like those secret fishing spots that guys have. You got your glory hole spots and you're really not keen on sharing them with people.
That is one way to put that.
You know.
But they are buddy, they do exist. I found a website and
well, we can talk about this next week.
Okay.
Next show. Because I think that could, yeah.
The song is Sink the Pink by AC/DC.
Okay.
The album is Fly on the Wall.
Where does that fall?
That is...
Is that Bon Scott or Brian
Johnson? No. That's Brian Johnson.
Okay, so...
So this is after... This is before 85, so this would have been before...
Okay.
Sink the Pink. I'll go right to the lyric.
85.
85.
What year did Back in Black? I know we just talked about this.
1980.
80. Okay. Yeah. All right. Go ahead. Sorry.
It's all right. So this is, and I'll go right to the lyric here. So
what's it? What's the song called? Sink the Pink?
Sink the Pink. You'll know it when you hear it.
Gotta feel
I can't understand a word Brian Johnson sings, so.
She say, make it good, satisfy. You know that woman got Dallas eyes.
Dallas eyes.
Yeah.
Okay.
What the fuck do you think Dallas eyes means? Because I have, now I did some searching on this.
Do you
this.
Know? Do
no.
You, did you figure
no.
this out?
No. There's no answer that I know of out there anywhere.
Is that the lyric, Dallas
yes.
eyes? Is that what you found?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
She's got Dallas eyes.
Dallas eyes.
Okay. I mean, I guess maybe not necessarily the same thing, but you could say I, if you're going to give somebody a Dallas eye, you're going to shoot him in the head.
So that's exactly what I thought.
I mean,
that's exactly what I thought. But can he blow her head off?
Give him give them that open concept cranium.
Well, that's,
you know?
I mean, you know.
But I. Dallas
She's
eyes.
Got Dallas eyes.
And this is 85.
85. So that means...
You think it's got anything to do with Debbie Does Dallas?
Buddy, there's nothing that I could find out there anywhere that tells you exactly what it means.
Did you check the Urban Dictionary?
But from the TGO Radio point of view, that can only mean
it's a shot to the dome, right?
It,
you know,
it can only mean...
He's going to pull it out and fucking come right in her eyes. Oh, no, she's got Dallas, yeah.
A shot to the dome is all that could mean. That's all that could be. Now, I mean, I'm telling you, I scoured the web and the AI and the whole gimmick, and there's no...
Nothing about it.
No definitive thing. But Dallas eyes.
Dallas eyes. Yeah, it's a shot to the fucking dome.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah, what I... Sure, he's not saying jealous eyes.
So that's what I thought it was for years and years and years. And then I pulled up the lyrics the other day.
And it's Dallas
Eyes. It's okay. Dallas Eyes, yeah. It's a great song, first of all. But,
I don't think I've ever heard it.
Really?
Uh-uh.
Oh, boy. That's good.
Dude, I'm
that's
not
a
big fan
song.
Of AC/DC.
You know what? After we talked about them a few weeks ago,
you
I kind of got
tear?
Back into the, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to say, my favorite Bon Scott album is still Dirty Deeds.
Yeah.
That's a great record.
Yeah.
Then my favorite Brian Johnson album, I'm still on the fence about.
Back in Black?
Well, that's the best.
Yeah.
But favorite being different from best.
Okay.
But that's definitely their best album.
God, Dallas. I don't know what else that could. I can't even come up with a good sexual innuendo other than
a shot to the dome.
Yeah.
Except now every girl in my phone who's taking my low to her face is now Dallas eyes in my phone. And I heard Jealous Eyes from the time of a teenager.
Because that makes sense. She's got jealous eyes.
Well, in the context of the song, it really doesn't. Because she's just, you know, because the girl that he's singing about is just, you know, come take this pussy and blah, blah, blah. Doesn't sound like she'd be jealous about anything. But anyway, I thought that was fun.
Interesting.
Dallas eyes. Uh-oh.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Ooh, that's a Dallas Brown eye right there. Ooh, I love farting.
Boy, I had some fucking gassers and shits earlier this week that, oh, God, were they bad. Man.
Wow, that was really bad. Oh, the fuck did I eat today? Oh, I did get McDonald's for breakfast.
McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah.
You still get the same thing for breakfast?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Biscuit?
Yeah.
Sausage biscuit?
Yeah. Sausage and egg. A couple hash browns.
Two of them.
Two? Ew. Buddy, sometimes when I'm pigging out for real, I get three. And I could barely finish it before I got a shit. Something about fried food hits my system, and it's got to evacuate. It's got to get out.
That's how,
So
it's got to be an old person thing. because I can't. I still eat it, but when I do, I'm like, God damn it, why'd I do this?
Well, you were with me the first time I've had this as an adult. Me, you, and Stosh were leaving this wing place.
Oh, God, yeah.
And you were living up the road there.
Yep.
I was 38 years, 38? I was 38 years old. And it's the first time it had ever happened. And we're standing in a parking lot, fucking Jabber John. And I go, buddy.
Yeah, you're standing there shitting your fucking pants.
I got a fucking shit. So I went down to your place real fast. And that was the first, and I've had it ever since.
Huh.
It's a digestive reflex of some sort. And like babies have it too. But, you know, it hits my system, fries.
Hit that grease.
Yep.
Fucking hits and a
grease
away you
hits
go.
And it's just my asshole is spasming. When I was going out with Kylie, I used to have to factor in the dump out.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, okay, we'll go out to eat and then I'll dump out and then we'll go do the next thing. I had to schedule it in. And I love shitting. Fucking hell.
Yeah, shitting is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Frustrates me when I can't take a good one.
Mm.
Yeah.
I took a nice fucking. Like, is this shit ever going to end? Shit.
I love that. Where it feels like you're emptying everything out.
It's never.
Like you're turning your whole fucking colon inside out.
How was I walking around 5 minutes ago with this much material in my body? How was I walking around?
Yeah, nothing beats a good shit.
It just never ends. Nothing beats a good. You're right. Nothing beats a good.
Fucking
shit.
Get up in the morning, sit on the toilet. First thing I do, man, shit out, and then get in the shower to rinse it all off.
Fucking
goddamn Ethan.
No, that's kind of the idea, right?
Yeah, shit, shower, and shave.
Yep. Dallas eyes. Dallas eyes, looking back at me. Brian Johnson wrote a book a few years ago that I've heard is very good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I wish I knew. I wonder if that Brian Johnson book is
out
there for a
decent price.
You know,
I still have not been able to figure out or find out why so randomly, but yet at such a precise moment, that fucking, why those maracas come in on double vision. Like right in the middle of that fucking song.
You know, and I...
Right in the middle of the verse.
Right in the middle of the verse. And I actually, the closest or the most work I did on that was I went on the Foreigner subreddit and tried to ask somebody. Nobody ever answered me.
I put a couple emails out to some YouTube people I see that do, you know, music video stuff and never got any responses.
Yeah.
So, you know, like either somebody just, what was that guy's name? Lou Graham?
Yeah, the singer.
Yeah, like maybe saw him there and just picked him up. Or it was planned, like to start at that time. It's like, why? Why halfway through the fucking verse? Bothers me to this day.
Well, he had some pipes on him, huh, Lou Graham?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Goddamn, he had a solo hit called Midnight Blue that was fucking.
God, I forgot about Midnight Blue. That is a good song.
It's an average song, but he's so good. He's so good in it. Favorite Foreigner song?
Oh, you know, Foreigner's one of those ones that I don't really know much except what I heard.
The greatest hit
on
stuff?
On the radio, yeah. I honestly, Double Vision, probably. I think Double Vision's a great fucking song.
I am awfully fond of That Was Yesterday.
Oh, you know what? I just
by Foreigner.
Oh, no, that's still Dog Eye.
Is this
Foreigner?
No,
this is Lou.
No.
This is that, yeah.
Ain't got no regrets. I ain't losing track of which way I'm going.
God, I forgot about
pipes,
this song.
Man. God damn, he had some pipes on him.
Don't want to misplay. Put on no display. An angel, no, but I know my way. Oh, yeah.
That's just a clean mid 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Top 40 butt rock beat.
Yeah, that's true. But my following days are over. Now I just gotta follow through. And I remember what my father said. He said, son, life is simple. It's either cherry red or midnight blue. Oh.
It was a big hit for him, I think,
it
right?
It was, yeah. I had totally forgotten about this song. But now hearing it, it's like, oh, yeah, I remember hearing this a lot.
Yeah, this was a good
song. What year?
I guessed 85, but it says here 87.
That sounds, yeah. I was the trouble boy,
looking for double dare. Anyway.
Hmm.
Lou Gramm, man, fuck that cat had it. Holy shit.
I can still get behind Jukebox Hero, but they just ran it into the ground so bad, you know?
That's a song I enjoyed when I was 14, and now I can't do it.
Oh, I won't. I mean, it's not on any of my playlists or anything, but, you know, I wouldn't turn it if it came on. Yeah. Is this solo Gramm again?
No, this is Foreigner.
This is Foreigner, yeah.
That was yesterday. They've got some songs that... Ooh, boy. All right.
It's like his voice cuts through it, and you can just hear he's not even trying.
No, he was so...
He's not, he just projects so well.
He was so talented.
Man.
So talented. God damn it. Jeff, was it always Lou Gramm, or did they have a different singer before him?
I don't know.
As far as I've
always known Foreigner as Lou Gramm.
Right,
but,
right.
You know.
Well, I saw a video in the last few years of him singing the song Current Day, and not good.
Yeah. Foreigner was on top for a while there. Remember in the early 80s with Jukebox Hero?
They had a couple of albums back to back that were fucking
heaters.
Agent Provocateur and then Four.
Yeah.
All right, now I'm going to have to listen to the song 12 times on the way home. Great. Buddy, I've got an overabundance of news this week. We have none last week, and I
none
got a lot this week.
Coming up, handsome, mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Now to a bizarre story out of Charles County. Police now investigating after a professional cornhole player with no hands and no legs is accused of firing a deadly shot all while driving. We want to get out.
It's a joke, right?
I saw an article last night, and I don't know if it's true because I didn't go beyond the headline of it. I was a little tired, a little seepy time.
Yeah.
But it did say this guy was saying that it was a different quadruple amputee that did it.
How is he driving and firing weapons?
Buddy,
what I want to know.
I got a video. I'll fucking show you how he's firing a gun. I brought a video.
Firing it with his little fucking stub?
He is,
buddy. How the fuck is this burden to society driving? And who taught him to play?
Buddy.
Wait a minute. Oh, he's a cornhole champ. They use him for a beanbag, right?
He's driving.
They throw him in the fucking hole.
Not only is he driving.
I'll be goddamn. I want to know who the inept Muppet is that got killed by this guy. You can't defend yourself from somebody with no arms and no legs? Well, that's fucking pretty sad, you know?
Look at this little fucking, this little guy. I mean, he's loaded, you know.
Bobby, goddamn. A little feller can shoot.
Not only did he fucking shoot the guy. All right. Now, what I don't know about this guy was he a midgie in the original? Because his torso looks short.
You cut your arms and legs off and you'll look short too, pal. You know what I'm saying? He does have that midgy fucking
He does have
look.
A midgy build.
He's got that look and yeah. Yeah.
Like midgy there's some, build.
There's some fucking chromosomes missing.
All I'm saying is he's got a midgy torso. That's all I'm saying.
Out to our Homa Bash. She is live in La Plata this evening with more details. Homa?
Who? Homa.
Angie, bizarre to say the least, but before we get any further into this story, I just want to try to answer the question that so many people have right now.
I want to say that you're going to hear me crack up a few times, and I don't mean any disrespect.
La Plata, Maryland.
La Plata. Okay.
That's about...
I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's not far from the old battlefield at Spotsylvania in Maryland there. What is that? Fucking 50 miles or whatever? Or not far at all.
How did someone with no arms, no hands, manage to fire a gun?
I want to know how he drove there, cunt.
Buddy, he's driving. It's beautiful.
Allegedly kill someone.
It's early in the investigation, but there is no evidence at this point to suggest anybody else was involved in the shooting.
Yeah, really? How is he fleeing from authorities? Do they have him under arrest?
Yeah, they
got him. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How do you cuff that guy, man? How do you do that? You put a leash on him, like around his neck or something?
Yeah.
Drag him off to...
It's an invisible leash. Put it around his neck.
I can't cuff him, Chief. What the fuck?
He needs zip ties.
You get one of those fucking things that they put dolphins and whales in when they're trying to lift them up, you know, and transport them. Like a stretcher, but, you know, no stiff sides.
Laces out, Dan.
And that he acted alone on this.
Now watch closely. You're looking at the man accused of murder in this case. Video from his TikTok page titled, No Hands, No Feet, Shooting 9mm Handgun. His name is Dayton James Weber, a 27-year-old quadriplegic amputee and professional cornhole player.
Well, he's going to be in the prison system anyway.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be playing some cornhole.
Yeah.
Hey, look at this treat they threw in for us. He'll be easy to catch.
Well, here's an email I just received. Dear TGO Radio... Oh, it says here, he couldn't have done it because he wasn't armed. So that's good news. That's good news. I'm happy to get that email. That kind of clarifies everything.
I'm innocent. I'm not armed. I get it. I mean, you know what? He gets in there in prison, and basically they could just pick him up and use him like a fleshlight. Right? I mean, think about it. You know? Old Bubba's going to get that big fucking paw wrapped around him and just...
So, it says here...
Come on. Think about it. The more you think about it, the funnier it gets.
It's hilarious. Dayton James Weber, a 27-year-old professional cornhole player, was not a midgy, according to this.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, not until, you know... Lost his legs.
Oh, my God. He lost all four arms and legs at 10 months old due to a severe blood infection.
Jesus. Wow.
No kidding.
Well, 10 months old, he didn't know he had them yet anyway, so. No big loss.
Okay, so he was a kid, but he grew up. He was a baby, but he grew up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, like, if you and I had we'd still have a regular human torso. This guy's got a midgy torso. I don't give a fuck what anybody says.
Grew up, made his parents proud. Cornhole champion. Murderer.
Yeah. I just like to be his dad sitting around just drinking a shot of whiskey. Like, and it wasn't bad enough. Yeah. And now. Fucking midgy.
Little fucking yard ornaments got to add murder to the fucking sheet.
They lost him at the beach that time.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, they couldn't find him.
Yeah.
He was in the water. People kept calling him Bob.
Yeah. Yeah. Lost him at the museum, too, Brian.
Is that right?
Yeah, he was hanging on the wall.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, he kept calling him Art.
Art?
Yeah, right.
I'd like to hang a midgie on a wall.
Yeah.
Remember
lost,
how Matt?
Lost him in their own goddamn home, Brian. He was laying on the porch, and they kept calling him Matt.
This show is very silly. You know what? I don't have arms and legs. I got to learn how to shoot. You know what?
Yeah.
What you need to do is learn how to wash your ass correctly.
Right.
Don't worry about that fucking 9mm.
This all started around 10:30 last night when La Plata police officers were flagged down by two witnesses near Radio Station Road. Charles County Sheriff's...
Hey, listen.
I wonder what goes on
you're
there.
You're not going to believe this. Listen, but just hang with me for a minute, sir.
Just hang loose, blood.
Hang with me for a minute. This little midgy guy with no arms and no legs just shot somebody and drove away.
Weber was in his Tesla SUV when he shot Wells in the passenger seat. Then pulled over, asked two backseat passengers to help pull Wells out of the car. They refused. He got out of the car before calling the police. Wells' body was found in a yard on Newport Church Road. They fucking... he moved the guy himself. I don't have the motivation to get off the couch. This armless
you
and legless...
You can't find a job.
Armless and legless midgy is shooting guys, moving bodies. He's driving Teslas.
He's fucking getting it done,
he's
Brian.
Out there making it happen. I can't get off the couch.
That's pretty bad. Midgy's out there outperforming you, man.
Investigators say Weber was the driver when he shot and killed his front seat passenger, then asked those in the back seat to help get rid of the body. They refused,
hey,
got
man,
out of the car.
You guys got anything going on?
Hey,
or do I need to get you home?
Hey,
it's a click, click. You guys got anything going on?
Then he called the wolf to get the brains fucking scrubbed off the fucking upholstery.
And alerted police.
Hey, you the motherfucker should be on brain detail.
It's a Tesla. It probably cleaned itself.
Yeah. I wouldn't drive one because the battery technology is not there yet.
No.
But some of those Teslas driving around are super cool looking cars.
Oh, I hate
man.
Those trucks.
Oh, no, they're horrible.
The trucks are awful.
No, they're awful.
A mess.
Awful.
But the cars are, yeah.
Yeah. Some of them are pretty neat.
Yeah.
But they're just, it's not there. Today I can pull into a station and charge a Tesla in 90 seconds the way I can fill up a car. I'm right
that
there
is,
with you.
That is my fucking argument exactly.
Yeah,
I'm just
not stopping for an hour on a road trip so I can get to the next charging station. It's not happening.
I could give a shit less what you want me to use for fuel in a car. If it's horse shit, fine. Just give me a good, cheap, readily available supply of it. I don't care, but yeah.
Weber took off with the victim in the car identified as 27-year-old Bradrick Wells. 2 hours later and about 15 miles... miles away, Wells's body was found dumped in someone's front yard in Charlotte Hall, Maryland.
I just did it. Honey, come here.
Is that
a guy with no arms and no legs dumping a body in our yard?
Is that a limbless midgie dragging a dead body into our front lawn?
No, honey. Stay out of the sauce. It's only Tuesday.
You've had enough. You're going to bed. No, come look at this. There's no way.
Soon after, Weber's car was tracked to a gas station in Charlottesville, Virginia. He was found at a hospital nearby and arrested after his release.
I think the witnesses helping really gave us a good start, obviously. And then it was excellent police work with not only...
Excellent work, boys.
Good work, boys.
Our detectives and...
First thing we did was we tested his stumps for resin. And we found some.
Powder burns on his stump.
Buddy, I got to tell you, in the last 2 or 3 weeks, I've not wanted anything as much as this limbless midgie wanted to kill this guy.
I guess. Man.
Man.
Plata police, but also the authorities in Virginia.
Hmm.
Now, we're told that all four men in that Tesla SUV were friends, got into some sort of argument before that shooting happened. As you heard, Weber is currently in Virginia. He's going to be extradited back here to Charles County to face charges.
Fuck you, you limbless piece of shit.
They're just going to roll him to the next county.
You could fucking send him via UPS. Put him in a box, punch some holes in it.
You got it. What is the point?
Wow. Fucking armless guy shoots it and then drags the body into a yard.
Armless eye.
Did they issue like an APB for him? You know, caution. Man is armed and dangerous.
Man is not armed, armed and dangerous. Woof.
Wow.
I had a job interview at 11:30 last Thursday morning.
Yeah.
And at 1:15, I got the text telling me I didn't get the job. And this guy is out shooting cats, moving bodies, driving a Tesla around. Yeah. No limbs. He's not making it happen.
And he's a cornhole champion.
Yeah. He was trying hard to make it an Olympic event, it says here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. The Paralympic for him. I mean, we're not letting him in the real Olympics.
He was pushing for cornhole to become a sport in the Olympics.
Well, you're going to have to push for that from your cell, buddy. Judge is going to hang you out to dry. Get it?
Literally.
Fell linebacker Darren Lee back in the spotlight, this time in a Tennessee courtroom, accused of murdering his girlfriend, and prosecutors argue using ChatGPT to try to get away with it.
Jeff, he was accused of murdering his girlfriend. So you know what happened, don't you? A little bit too much of that yap, yap, yap. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's not the reason.
Darren Lee went to Ohio State.
Okay.
Played for the Jets. Hmm. Won a world title with the Chiefs.
Not with the Jets.
And then played a year for the beloved Bills.
Ah.
And now he's killing his girlfriend because, you know, yap, yap, yap. You know, sometimes you got to.
He asks how to cover it up. He asks what to say to 911.
Lee was arrested last month after sheriff's deputies found his 29-year-old girlfriend, Gabriella Perpetuo, dead inside the couple's home.
Oh.
In body camera video played in a preliminary hearing, Lee tells deputies he doesn't know what happened, but prosecutors painting a different picture.
She has two...
this genius, in one of the ChatGPT messages presented in court, Lee said he awoke to find that his fiance had done, quote, her crazy thing again, and now she's messed up, end quote. So he's trying to make it seem like she killed herself.
Ah.
She had two swollen eyes. Swollen eyes. Looking back at me. He beat her to death and tried to ask how to get away with it.
I know. I'll ask the internet how to get away with this, because that won't leave a fucking evidence trail a mile long.
Didn't do anything self-inflicted.
That's the lead detective. Reading ChatGPT messages prosecutors say were sent from Lee's phone a day before Perpetuo was found dead, including questions about handling someone non-responsive. ChatGPT, they say, replied, "This is serious, but you can handle it cleanly and protect everyone."
Except her. So, maybe not.
ChatGPT's, you're going to need a wood chipper and some bleach. Buddy, in a field.
Buddy, ChatGPT's got you buying fucking lye and a shovel and the whole gimmick. Holy fucking dog shit.
ChatGPT's got you on the Dexter fucking plan.
So that was your friend back there in the wood chipper? And for what?
And for what?
A little bit of money.
A little bit of money.
Also appearing to reply to a question, writing, "Yes, falls can cause puncture-appearing wounds. They usually don't look like clean knife stabs."
What about...
Jesus Christ.
What about a punch to the face?
Yeah. What about multiple punches to the face and some stab wounds? Some stabbings? It's kind of hard to believe a black guy beating a girl of a different race, though, huh?
No. That didn't happen.
I find that hard to believe.
Why are you so racist, Brian?
Yeah, I know.
You need to quit looking at statistics, Brian.
Yeah, I know. It's my fault. I understand.
It's my fault.
There's a whole new frontier. You have ChatGPT, AI, smartwatches, Alexas. All of those devices can now lead investigators in a criminal.
I saw an article last week that France... France had their aircraft carrier, the Charles de Gaulle, somewhere out on patrol, and because some fucking French sailor was jogging around the deck of the ship with his fucking fitness tracker on, people were able to pinpoint right exactly where that fucking thing was.
Oh no! Oh,
keep doing it, people. Keep fucking doing it.
Well, that's what I mean. You got everything smart in your house? Get it the fuck out of your house. That's
Trixie. You gotta go.
That's fair. You should have married Down.
Yeah.
I didn't say Downs.
Dude, I think I did.
You're like, you don't listen to our show anymore. You fucking give you the business.
Dude, you listen to this once, you've heard it. I mean, you know.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Old case.
Lee's attorney declined.
Oh, man, I'm already spiraling. What are you doing?
Trying to comment. NBC News reached out to ChatGPT's owner, OpenAI, and did not hear back.
Priscilla Thompson joins us now. And Priscilla, there were some strong words from the judge after hearing about some of this evidence.
Yeah, Tom, after hearing this testimony, Judge Tori Smith is allowing this case to proceed. She said, quote, she is even more convinced that the offense was especially heinous, atrocious, or cruel. Now, as for Lee, he remains in jail, and if convicted on that first-degree murder charge, he could face the death penalty.
Yeah. Gee whiz.
Right on.
Yeah. We don't kill enough criminals.
No.
Is my argument.
No, I think when we started getting soft on that is when they started going, yeah, okay, I guess I can do this.
I mean, Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, they executed in 12 minutes.
Yeah.
You know.
Those were the spies, right?
Yeah.
Did they execute them because they were spies or because they were Jews? Oh, I'm sorry. This was in Germany.
Let's see. They were convicted on March 29th, 1951. Executed in June 1953. Bango. That's a world record pace compared to what they do now.
How were they executed? Were they hanged?
Yeah, I think they were.
I thought it was.
Let's see. Or was it? Electric chair.
All right, we're going to open up Auschwitz for just one day for a special event.
One time only. Sunday.
Can we rent this out? Is rentable for the weekend?
Oh.
Jesus.
I'd love to go to Auschwitz. Fucking Poland, though, man. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
I was watching this documentary about Beethoven this morning.
Yeah.
And his birthplace is in Austria, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm like, well, that'd be cool to go to. Then I'm like, it's, you know, how many hours on a plane? And then.
I go to Poland, then I got to take my bowling ball and fuck that. I mean, it's like a prerequisite there, you know?
It is a national sport. I understand.
Hey, Lek. Tom, he's Polish.
Oh. Sorry, Lek, I'll talk slower. Am I going to have to play the life of Tom Griswold at parties?
I think so. We haven't played that in a while. I fucking love that bit.
All right. I do too, actually. Let's see.
And now, an exciting new miniseries.
And over there is the hors d'oeuvre table and wet bar, and I probably shouldn't say this, Tom, but make yourself at home.
Hey, thanks. Hey, wait till you hear these new jokes. They're great. I wrote them.
Boy, I love to.
I wrote them.
That's something I'd say.
Yeah.
Wait till you hear these jokes. They're great. I wrote them.
But listen, I've got all these guests to
take. Did you hear about the championship bout coming up?
No.
Yeah, Mike Tyson versus Valerie Bertinelli. To tell you the truth, I've never seen her box, but I bet you Eddie Van Halen could
tell you. That's great. Listen, I've got her.
Hey, wait. Well, I guess I'll just
excuse me, Mr. Griswold.
Uh-huh.
But I met you at the Boston concert, and I think you're just...
Jeez.
That is based on a true story, that bit right there.
Yeah,
it is.
The epic blockbuster kiss-and-tell, no-holds-barred miniseries of the season, destined to make television history. The life of Tom Griswold at parties.
Hey, any of you guys in the band know bitchin' guys? Please behave yourself. There's some very important people here tonight. I don't want you to... Tom! Now, where the hell did he...
Hey, look, everybody. Yeah, must have been all that corn I had last night.
Oh, wait. Hey, anybody got a Minolta?
Anybody got a Minolta?
Minolta.
God, Jesus Christ.
Damn. How old of a bit is this?
Oh, no shit. God damn.
Woo.
Anybody got a Minolta?
Get out of there!
The miniseries that's not afraid to tell the whole shocking truth. Based on the best-selling novel, The Winds of Griswold. The
story... I have always wanted to do an EP and call it The Winds of Griswold. You have no idea. Always.
Story that just had to be told. The life of Tom Griswold at parties.
Now, I know I shouldn't do this, but Tom, I'd like you to meet our guest of honor, Mother Teresa.
It's very nice to meet you, Mommy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Mother, I know you work in a lot of underdeveloped countries, but I want to ask you something. Does this look underdeveloped to you?
Bet you don't have pythons this size in India. The life of Tom Griswold at parties. Starring Omar Sharif as Bob, Faye Dunaway as Christy Lee, Paul Newman as Chick McGee, and in the title role of Tom Griswold, Burt Convy.
I'd like you to meet Dr. Henry Kissinger.
Henry, babes, hey, I won't ask you where you got that tie, but I bet the guy couldn't guess your weight at the state fair this year, what?
That's a very old joke. You tell it badly. I don't like your radio show.
Hey, shut up! I'll make you feel right at home, Henry. Zeke Heil.
Tom! I'd also like to introduce Mr. Leck Valenza.
Hey, Leck, nice mustache. I guess you must have...
Tom, he can't understand what you're saying. He's Polish.
Oh, sorry, Leck. I'll talk slower. You look kind of down, Leck. What's the matter? Was your bowling league canceled tonight?
Listen, Tom, it's getting late. Hadn't you better be...
Hey, the night's young. I'm going to be here all night. What are you talking about? Hey, Leck. Bet you never had a Polish sausage this size before.
The life of Tom Griswold at parties. Coming soon.
Warning to viewers. This miniseries contains adult language and sexually explicit scenes, along with violence, frontal nudity, and an excessive amount of disgusting bodily functions, excretions, and noises. Parental discretion is therefore advised.
Burt Convy.
An internal affairs investigation by the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office found a now former deputy was selling pictures and videos of her feet online. Reporter Ray.
Yeah, buddy. Feet stuff.
Rachel Perry has been going through the findings and explains what officials say she did wrong.
Whoa.
The investigation found
Jesus,
the now former.
We got it.
If you're aboard the Enterprise, you don't hear that much shushing.
Former deputy was not only posting content during work hours, but in at least one video, investigators say she's seen wearing her uniform.
See, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Did we learn nothing from the guy in Nashville
nope.
with the fucking titty girl?
In a series of pictures and videos, investigators say a now former deputy showcased her feet, posting the content online and making roughly $6,000 in the process.
Oh, for feet pics?
So,
golly,
she made $6,000 in 16 months. Mm. It wasn't like she was making $6,000 a month.
Okay.
So I figured it out. $375 a month.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
$93.75 a week.
Yeah.
Now, maybe it started off slow and it was starting to pick up or whatever, but, you know.
Brandy Tenlin is at
FeetFinder.com, buddy.
Oh, gross. I don't get it.
There's a warehouse full of kinks. I don't understand. And right in the front doorway is feet.
Yep.
I don't get it.
identified in the report as the deputy who investigators claim operated the paid fetish account on feetfinder.com, a website used to buy or sell custom foot content. The internal affairs investigation into Tenlin began in July of 2025, and according to the report, some of the content found included Tenlin wearing things like lingerie and a martial arts uniform while performing erotic poses. The report says in a post called, quote, "Smelly Boot Removal," Tenlin is seen in her uniform.
Some dudes, that's what gets them there, man. That's what why? How fucked up are you?
I'm asking if anyone wanted to guess her profession while slowly removing her boots and socks and waving her handcuffs. Another post labeled, quote, "Ain't Life a Kick in the Head," shows Tenlin in a black karate uniform, repeatedly kicking a man in the face and genitals, then using her feet to massage the area.
Jesus. A lot of fetishes covered in that one.
My cock is actually receding into my body. It's so not a turn-on. I can't even tell you how little of a turn-on it is. Isn't.
You know, I saw a video the other day, and I meant to send it to you, and I think I forgot, and I couldn't find it again, of Ronda Rousey when she was an Olympian.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen those videos before. I didn't even look like her, man. She's totally
Oh my gosh, she was
different.
Young. Yeah.
Yeah, very mm-hmm. young. That judo's fucked up. That's weird, man.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Like, she, you know, yeah, she was a real... Then she was MMA after that. And,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Investigators say they were able to identify her due to her showing her face or her distinctive foot tattoos.
Never show your face.
According to PBSO, Tenlin resigned from her position during the investigation. I reached out to her, but have not heard back.
Oh! That's her actually calling her. That's amazing.
She's sitting in her car calling her, which...
They wanted you to hear that just in case you didn't know what calling somebody fucking sounds like, Brian. You know?
Well, they got to prove they did their due diligence. I saw one yesterday, and I didn't bring it in. But I saw one yesterday where they went to a guy's house, and he actually answered the door.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. I didn't answer the door. Fuck him. Yeah, what do you want?
Hi, Brandy. This is Rachel with WPBF 25 News.
In a statement, a spokesperson for PBSO writes in part, "The actions of Deputy Brandy Tenlin were identified, thoroughly investigated, and determined to be clear violations of our agency's policy and procedures."
What's the matter? She resigned. What are you going to do now?
Well, you still got to figure out, you know, smelly boot removal, Jeff.
Ugh. It also shows...
I got to say, I'm not a foot guy, but if you got like a knee-high or... like a thigh high boot that kind of forms real nice to your leg.
Oh yeah, that's all right.
I'm way into that.
Yeah, that's all right.
But feet stuff, can't do it. It's not for me.
She was using the account during work hours and used sick time to film content for it. Palm Beach County, Rachel Perry, WPBF 25 News.
She had to hurry up and get done with that report so she could go take some pics of her feet.
$6,000, and I think it was 16 months.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not. That's
no.
But also, it's not worth losing your job over, you know, or doing it on your, you know, on your work or. Repeatedly kicking a man in the face and genitals. There, a guy is way into that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't be me.
That either they like having it done to them.
Yeah.
Or they like seeing it.
Yeah.
I don't get it, man. Whatever.
But... she had to find someone who will go, yes, you can kick me in the face and my balls.
Yes.
And then caress the wounds with your feet. That was the thing that, like, I don't know, man.
As we come in the air at 4, a man Anchorage police say tried to murder his ex-wife and was a suspect in the death of his former father-in-law has been found dead. According to APD, the body of 61-year-old Matthew Becker of Arizona was discovered Sunday morning in the woods in Eagle River. Police have not said how he died. According to charging documents, Becker turned up at his ex-wife's hair salon on Cordova Street Saturday morning as she was getting ready to open the business. She told police Becker got out of his car and shot at her several times as she ran for her life.
an Arizona man who was recently diagnosed with terminal cancer traveled thousands of miles to Alaska to try to kill his ex-wife, with cops saying he lurked outside a hair salon and then killed his former father-in-law and then went to the woods and died somehow. But there are many a nights I stayed awake hoping for this man's good fortune.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
There is no telling what I'd do if I got a terminal cancer diagnosis tomorrow. Fucking telling.
Becker's ex-wife told investigators that she was worried about her elderly father who had lived with her in their Airport Heights home. Mm-hmm. Police believe that Becker drove directly from the encounter with his ex-wife to her house where he allegedly killed her father.
Wow.
Brian, I don't want to tell you this, but you have a terminal form of such and such cancer, and I'm afraid that, appreciate that. I got some trips to make.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go. You know where I'm fucking going. I'm going to go see some folks.
87-year-old Romaine Clark.
87, huh?
I mean, yeah, he did him a favor.
It was any day anyways.
No shit.
Based on preliminary investigation, it appears that the suspect went to the rear of the victim's residence, fired a couple of rounds through a glass window, striking and killing the victim, and then fleeing the scene.
I mean, just how many times? How many times? Oh, man. Oh.
Alaska's news source spoke with Becker's brother today, who told us that he owned a comedy club in Bisbee, Arizona, where he moved after his divorce.
Yeah, I bet. Owned a comedy club, Jeff.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, good for him. Funny.
Funny how? Like a clown?
Funny. Like I amuse you?
He also told us his brother had recently been diagnosed with terminal cancer.
Yeah, terminal cancer.
I got the cancer.
You should only get cancer.
Terminal.
That scene in fucking King of Comedy where Jerry Lewis is walking down the road and it's some old woman's on a fucking payphone, you know?
You should only get cancer.
And fucking, she's trying to get Jerry Lewis to come over and talk to whoever she's talking to on the phone. He can't. He's waving her off. Oh, no, I can't. She fucking yells to him on the way, "You should only get cancer." It's hilarious.
Go fuck yourself, lady.
Really? That was that Robert De Niro. You know, Ma, I got to do this now. Yeah. That's where that comes from, too.
Morris, you will not believe who's coming down the hill. Jerry Langford, right?
Right.
Oh, Morris, please hold on. Jerry, would you please sign my order? Sign my magazine for me?
Yeah.
You're just wonderful. I've watched you your entire career. You're a joy to the world. Please, Morris, would you just please say something to my nephew Morris on the phone? He's in the hospital.
I'm sorry, I'm late.
You should only get cancer. I hope you get cancer.
You should only get cancer.
That movie is dark, man. King of Comedy. That's a young Sandra Bernhard. That's Jerry Lewis. That's,
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Robert De Niro. It's an old Scorsese movie.
Okay.
And I haven't seen it in a very long time.
82. Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You should only get kids. But there's that scene where...
Yeah, Scorsese.
Mm-hmm. Where De Niro's in the basement and he's reenacting his fantasy is that he's going to be able to take over for Jerry Lewis on his show someday. So he's doing game show stuff or talk show stuff in his basement and all this. And his mom, Ma, I got to do this now. You know, that thing.
Tony Randall's in it.
Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I forgot about Tony Randall.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah. TJ Radio's taking you all the way back.
You know, Tony Randall, he was in The Odd Couple, right?
He was.
He was on the TV show with Klugman, right?
Yes.
Okay, he wasn't in the movie. Tony Randall, a young Tony Randall, is in a movie. This was one of my mom's favorite movies called Pillow Talk.
Yep.
God damn, he almost steals that fucking movie.
Really?
He's so funny in it.
I've not seen it.
He plays Doris Day's boyfriend. Plays kind of he could have been Rock Hudson's boyfriend for all we know, but
Tony Randall had kids into his 70s.
Yeah.
He had a kid in his early 70s, I remember.
Yeah. That movie is good. I mean, it's a goofy fucking 50s movie, well, but I like it. I like to watch it.
I sent you a picture of that movie poster recently.
Yeah.
Because Norma Rae has an enormous mouth. Is it Norma Rae?
No. Are you,
Sorry, it was Double or Nothing.
Okay.
And it was Martha Rae.
Martha Rae.
With her gigantic mouth. And I texted you and I said, you could fit two cocks in Martha Rae's mouth. And I said, fucking mouth, bitch.
That's right, Kenny, mouth, bitch.
Well, the Mississippi Department of Public Safety has transferred newly discovered 1960s era Ku Klux Klan materials to the state archives. The
Mississippi Police Department was clearing off to change buildings. They were clearing a bunch of stuff out and found 60s era Klan material.
Oh, wow.
Uniforms, logbooks, meeting notes, things like this.
Election found us staff prepared to move into new headquarters includes documents, meeting minutes, propaganda, and also news clippings.
Huh. That's hard to feature for Mississippi, huh? That's weird.
That's, yeah, unbelievable.
That doesn't make sense to me. I mean, sorry. I mean, it makes perfect sense to me. Sorry. I'm surprised it's not this year's Klan outfit stuff.
Yeah. That was from the meeting last week. That was the shit you found.
Meeting out by the docks.
The fuckers barely squeezed in ratification of the 13th Amendment before the 20th century ended.
Well,
officials say preserving the artifacts will help educate future generations and also provide researchers.
No. We're going to hang on to this.
Yeah.
So we can educate people.
Yeah.
About what? Oh, the dangers of the Klan.
The dangers.
The dangers.
Also, Jeff, they're going to hold on to it for historians to take a look at.
Yeah, sure, right.
With a greater understanding of Klan activity in Mississippi during the Civil Rights era.
We're just going to keep it here in this elementary school. Put it on display. Start them young. Make sure they understand how vile it is.
You take that to the state historian, he goes, oh, that takes me back.
That's where I left that.
It reminds me of the good old days.
like Skinner putting on that fucking mask in The Simpsons.
Oh, no.
I forget the guy's name with one arm that owned the fucking surplus store.
It's
And Skinner fucking puts on that helmet. This guy puts on his old hood. Oh, boy, does that take me back.
Why am I drawing a blank on that? What was the name of the guy that owned it? It was not Ned. It was the one arm guy.
God damn it.
He had a nuke in one episode. Didn't he have a nuke in the back of the building in one episode?
Yeah.
Homer had a fantasy of writing it down to the ground like at the end of Strangelove.
Yeah. His name was Herman. Yeah, he was on there a lot in that first season, but they did away with that character pretty quick.
Oh, they did?
Herman, yeah.
What do you think the odds are if I buy this Brian Johnson book that he wrote a couple years ago that it's got a reference in there to Dallasize? I bet they don't.
Guys, the character's name is Herman, spelled H-E-R-M-A-N, and the last name is H-E-R-M-A-N-N. I don't know why I find that very funny.
All right. Well, that's Herbert on Family Guy, and then...
Yeah, Herman came first, though, I think.
Oh, yeah, way before.
Late 80s, early 90s for that character, yeah.
This show's been on the air for 40 years, The Simpsons has?
89 it debuted.
Is that right?
87 was when the shorts were on the...
Tracy Ullman
show. So technically, yeah. But the show itself premiered in 89.
Did it just get renewed for like three more seasons?
Who knows? I don't follow that shit anymore, man.
December 17th, 1989.
Yep.
Wow.
I tapped out on that show after the first movie, shortly after the first movie.
Oh, man. That's a lot of spray being laid down over here today.
Knock it off.
No.
Buddy, it's...
God damn it.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it. Because if it got to you, you'd be screaming about that. What a year. 1989. Wow.
Dude, you spraying that stuff around just makes it smell like a strawberry shit shake.
You know what? I'd be tempted to try a strawberry shit
There's
shake.
There's a fucking show title for you. Strawberry shit shake.
I'm
if you
sorry.
Don't title this
I'm sorry.
Show.
It's got to be Dallas Ice. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on, man. I think strawberry shit shake.
Yeah, I would love to, but as many places as the show is available right now, I don't know we can put shit on any title anymore.
That's true.
We could try it. Anything else?
I got a piss.
Do you?
I got a piss.
I heard you.
I got a piss.
I heard you.
I got a piss. Dude, can you imagine being that fucking armless, legless, little fucking midgy guy? And, like, having to take a fucking piss real bad and you couldn't, like, get there fast. Like, you'd have to have somebody pick you up and carry you, if you had to go really bad.
You don't get anywhere fast. That's the problem.
Except when he's disposing of fucking bodies, apparently. Yeah. Got that done post-haste.
Apparently when it comes to shooting guys, he's John Wick. Holy shit.
He's trying to imagine that overhead fucking view of him fucking rolling through the fucking room shooting people in Wick 3.
He's fucking poetry in motion, this midget.
Shooting bad guys, throwing fucking beanbags into holes. Jesus.
Dragging bodies into front yards.
Man.
John fucking Wick.
You're right, man. This guy's eons ahead of you in terms of productivity.
He's the midget John Wick.
John Shtick.
John Midge.
John Midge.
This fall on Fox. John Midge. They are making another John Wick movie, I thought I heard.
You know, I have not seen Ballerina yet.
It's
is
good.
It, is
it's
it good?
Good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need to watch that. Uh-oh. Ooh.
Barely had time to lean
over. Yeah, no shit, man. That was one that was going to go whatever direction it went. If I shit my pants, I shit my pants. But something had to exit my asshole right now.
Well, now that audio, you may recall from the very beginning of the show when it was out of context audio. Took you a long time to get to it this week, but there it was, folks.
Yep, I had to cock up on that one and... Yeah. Whatever was going to happen was going to happen, but something had to go.
There was no saying no to that one.
Nope.
Huh?
Nope.
Like Bill Cosby. There was no saying no on that.
Hard to say no when you're fucking drugged up on fucking whatever it was he was using. What was he using?
Quaaludes.
It's not allegedly. He did it,
no,
right?
Yeah.
He did it.
Well, and then also they just found him liable the other day.
I saw that.
$19.2 million or something
like
that.
Yeah. I'm fucking draining old Bill dry. All that fucking Fat Albert Buck money's about gone.
That's
what
got me
in the first place. This is my Buck money.
Oh. Drain me dry, bitch. I used to know a girl years and years ago who had something slipped into a drink at a bar. And woke up, you know, in the morning. And,
oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Mm-hmm.
Man, come on, man. If you need fucking to drug women, you got a problem. I mean, unless they're talking too much. I could make the case for roofies for. You've been accused of fucking roofie in this one. Yeah, she wouldn't shut the fuck up.
Yeah, well, we've said before about AOC. The plan is not that you drug her before you fuck her. The plan is when it's over,
after
you drug her so you can get away.
I don't want to fucking hear about it.
Buddy, that woman is going to run for president, it's going to be a shit show. I'm about ready to vote for the first 50-year-old that looks like a normal guy.
Yeah.
I'm just about, I don't care what party he's in.
Don't give a shit.
Bring me a normal guy.
Bring me somebody that's below retirement age,
you
know.
I got a 51-year-old guy here. He was a governor for 2 terms in this state, and he doesn't believe anything fucking crazy. I'm about ready to vote for anyone. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, this current political climate over the last 15 years has really made everybody look palatable. Mm.
Fucking hell.
You had fucking, you know, you had Weekend at Joe's for 4 years there. You had Trump before that, then you had Weekend at Joe's for 4 years.
Well, Trump's first term looks dignified in comparison.
Oh, no shit, man. Holy fuckballs. God damn.
As I've said on the show here before, ooh, I'm about ready to fucking get old George W. back into the mix. I know we constitutionally we can't, but I'm about ready to vote for that guy again. Holy fuck nuts.
Did you just hear my stomach rumble?
I did, buddy. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think we can stop here. We'll try it again next week. This has been TGO Radio.